Good evening. It's really wonderful to be together for Centerpoint, a midweek refresh. And I'm not sure how your week is going, but I need a midweek refresh. And I think we all may need a midweek renewal from the Lord and the fellowship with His people. You know, we often think about the Scriptures call us to be thoughtful, to use our minds. What we think is important. What we think makes a tremendous difference in how we live. We desire that our minds be taken captive to the Word of God, that we think Christianly, that we think after the truth of Scripture. But there's more than just right thinking. I mean, we know the Scripture tells us that the devil himself believes and trembles. And so the Scriptures speak of more than just mental assent or agreement to the truths, the teachings of God and His Word. And so, you know, if you think about faith itself, faith is more than just a tacit acknowledgement or an acceptance of the facts of the gospel. It's a whole-souled rest on Jesus that includes our minds, but includes our souls. It includes our hearts, our emotions, all that we are. And I'd like for us for a few moments to think about this whole-souled approach to prayer. Sometimes when we pray, we want to use our minds. We want to be thoughtful, intelligent, understandable in our prayers. But we want our whole souls, our whole bodies, all that we are, all that we're made up by the Lord, to be involved in our prayers. Sometimes we can pray or maybe read prayers, and we can end up going through the motions of it. Maybe you've done this before, where you start reading it without even thinking. Your mind begins to wander. Or you pray, you're in a service that has a prayer of confession like we have each Lord's Day. And part of that is praying together. And you're reading it, you're praying it with your mind, but your heart and your soul is distant from it. There's a disconnect. There isn't integrity. There isn't unity. There isn't a whole-souled approach to prayer without considering fully and completely what we are saying in prayer. Well, the psalmist in the opening verse of Psalm 25 gets to a whole-souled approach to prayer. The psalmist opens up, and this is a psalm of David. To you, O Lord, and that's the covenant name of God. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. And to me, this is so striking and intriguing. He doesn't say, I lift up my voice. Certainly, part of lifting up his soul is his voice. But it's not the mere repetition or the saying or repeating of words that is at the very heart of what the psalmist is saying here in Psalm, at the opening verse of Psalm 25. It is a whole-souled type of prayer. And we find this throughout the Scriptures. Though it may be foreign to our own vocabulary and description, maybe to our own experience of prayer, you know, another psalm of David in Psalm 62, verse 6. 62, verse 8. Trust in Him at all times, O people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Our minds are to be engaged. They're not to be in neutral. But here we're reminded that prayer is more than just praying with our minds. It entails all of who we are. It includes our thinking, our feeling, I think the title that was attached to the talk tonight is praying with our feelings. Praying with our feelings. It's richer and deeper than that in the scripture. It's our soul, who we are, this part of our being that God has made for fellowship and communion with him that will last forever. It is that spiritual dimension of our lives that goes beyond when the scriptures speak of our being absent from the body and present with the Lord. It is this soul that lives on until that great day where our bodies will be reunited with our souls, will be gloriously transformed with a renewed and glorified body forever. It is an incredible thing. And it's interesting, the Apostle Paul, in speaking in that great chapter 6, where he talks about the spiritual warfare that we are engaged in and the armor that God has provided for us, is he speaks about all prayer and all different kinds of prayer. He describes of our praying in spirit. It's this whole-souled prayer. Or what one of our great but lesser-known Puritans who lived in Barry or Londonderry, Northern Ireland, says, George Downame says this: in the soul, generally, it is required that our prayer be speech of the soul and not of the mouth only. A lifting up of our hearts, that's the Psalm 25, verse 1, and a pouring forth of the soul, that's that reference in Psalm 62, verse 8. It is praying in the Spirit. That's the Ephesians reference that he makes. So the scripture is not so much teaching a mere prohibition against what Jesus says as babbling or vain repetition in prayer. Instead, we're commanded to a positive, an exhortation in a positive way to pray whole soul prayer, or as Downames talks about here, soul speech. The soul speech, he says, engages our whole self, not merely with words of the mouth, but with words of the heart and the inmost, our inmost being. It's the pouring forth of our heart to the Lord, where we're focused upon him. Body, mind, soul, feelings, emotions upon the Lord. This does not mean that we need to, that our prayers are to be marked by emotionalism. Whole soul prayer is not emotionalism, but it's a genuine integrity of who we are. It's praying from the affections of our heart for and to the Lord. So as we prepare to join together in prayer tonight, let's consider not merely praying merely with our minds, but with our whole beings, that we may be engaged in all that God has made us, and devoted prayer to him, knowing that he delights in answering our prayers and hearing us. And through prayer, that we might enjoy genuine communion, soul fellowship, as it were, with him and even with one another as his people. Prayer is one of our greatest privileges individually, but as well corporately as the people of God. So let's gather around tables, and as we do so, take your prayer sheet in hand. And before we turn to the prayer sheet that I said just take in hand, let's begin with a season of praising God. Let's exult in who he is. Let's praise him for his character, the marvel of his great and mighty deeds and works that he has done. Let's pray together as a family. One can pray after another aloud. Pray so that others were kind of spread across this room. I have amplification, but y'all don't, other than what God's given you in your lungs, which my mother reminded me I had a very strong set of when I was a boy. But to the point, lift up that set of lungs that the Lord has given you in prayer so that others can join in with you as we bring our joyful praise and adoration to our great and our glorious God. Well, let's pray together as his children, needy children to a great Father.